On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan chats with Bill DeVoe, Director of Educational Support and Testing Services, about the help offered to students as they hit the middle of the fall term.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Bill DeVoe, thanks for coming on in to Brookdale Beat today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Great. And we were actually just talking off mic. You've been the Director of Educational Support, that part of it, for about a year now.
Yes.
So congratulations that. There is a lot to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And so we're going to try to do it as digestible as possible, because there is a lot of support that is available to students.
Yes,
And we're doing this now because midterms are upon us.
Correct.
And that may be a good opportunity for folks to start directing students to the support services that they have and that are available to them.
Absolutely.
So this one is done on purpose, people. We want to make sure that people know about this, okay? So let's first talk about the Reading Center.
Yes.
Is in Larrison Hall, but correct. Where exactly in Larrison Hall is it?
It's room 124.
Okay.
So when you walk in, going towards Larrison, it's the first door right to your right. Or if you go on the main entrance, down the hallway and make a first right over there. It's right down the end of the hall. Reading Center, right at the end.
Okay. And when a student goes into the Reading Center, what kind of options do they have? They may not even have to go into the Reading Center, right? So to meet with a reading tutor, what kind of options do they have?
Correct. So, you know, that's the great thing about all my areas of the tutoring. But reading specifically, you could do either an appointment in person, or you can also do online tutoring as well.
Okay.
If you'd like to make an appointment before, you can go to the Brookdale website, click on the tutoring, and then make an appointment through there. Or also, we also welcome walk-ins. We really like that, because sometimes students are just walking. I have some extra time after a class. Let's go in, get some tutoring help. So it's really great. And with the reading, you know, they offer multiple things to do for tutoring. They can help you with outlines, test taking stuff. It's really a lot that really helps you prepare for studying for tests.
Right. Okay. Which is ironically enough, you also oversee the testing center.
Correct.
It's a good tie in.
Absolutely.
There, right?
Absolutely.
If a student walks in there, what kind of time would they be looking at? How long can they spend with a tutor there in the reading center?
So appointments usually generally last about 45 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, if there needs to be more time, if it's less time, you know, we encourage them to use the full 45 minutes. But when you schedule an appointment, we're looking at 45 minutes, either online or in person.
Okay. I like the idea that it's available online and in person, and also that you can make appointments as a walk-in. You can make the appointment in person too, but also make it online.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
And is there a particular way, if you wanted to make an appointment online, to do that? You mentioned about going to the website.
Yeah, so you go to the Brookdale website, go to My Brookdale, and on right in the main tab there's a tutoring button.
Oh, okay.
So you click right on there, and they have all the options of all the different areas of tutoring. You'll see reading. You can pick the location, because we also offer tutoring at Freehold as well for reading.
Okay.
And then you pick your location, pick your time, pick your tutor, and you'd be set to go.
It's funny, because I've seen the My Brookdale button, and I've clicked on links to it for years and years and years. Yeah. Now I've seen it thousands of times that I've never seen the tutoring button.
Correct.
Because
correct.
I've never needed it.
Absolutely.
So,
but you can also, and also for all everybody out there, the students too, can also make it a tutoring appointment. They have that big T for tutoring through your Canvas as well.
So, oh, okay.
They have the option.
Got
too.
It. Yep. Good, good. All right. So now we're going to move on to the Writing Center now.
Yes.
You know, at first glance, you may think the Writing Center is just for writing English.
Correct.
Things,
yes.
Homework assignments, essays. But, you know, I was digging into this a little bit more and found out there was a lot more that Absolutely. Is available at the Writing Center. So what type of support can students get there?
Absolutely. I have a bunch of great folks over there in the Writing Center. And, you know, like you said, a lot of people would think automatically English classes.
Yeah.
But not only do we support the English courses, we support psychology, nursing, sociology, anything that you need to write a paper in, my writing tutors are there to help you. Also, if you're looking to do update a resume, they will go over a resume. If you're applying for a scholarship, they will also help you write a scholarship, which is really important.
Yeah.
So they will help you make sure the wording is correct and everything. They take their time. They make sure you have what you need and you understand the writing process, and you have to be successful going forward in your classes.
Yeah, and I think that you touch on something very important. They're not just working on that scholarship application. from what I'm hearing is that they're showing them how to do it on their own later on. And that can also work into later on, even in life.
Absolutely.
So that's a lifelong learning skill that they're getting while going there too.
They make sure that the students are well prepared. They understand what they're doing and what the process is to write, because it's a process. And they know that they're there for help additionally too. So it may not just be a one-time appointment. We're there all the time for them.
Yeah. And that again, I will repeat myself once. The appointment process, is it the same throughout all three areas?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have to worry about doing that again, but I just want to make sure that's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And where is the writing center?
So that is on the first floor also of Larison Hall room 118.
Okay.
So if you walk in the main entrance, you go down and make the first right. It's the first run all at the end of the hallway right there. So that's writing. And when you go to your right, that's the reading down there.
Got it. Now we're going to head to the other side of campus.
Other side of campus.
Which is where the math lab is located.
Yes.
Now, actually, I want to just quickly mention this too. So the math lab, and I don't know if you know this or not, the math lab is located in the upper floor. I don't know what room number it is in particular. Was it 204?
It is 204.
Okay. In that area was where the radio station was about 20 years ago or so. And we moved down to ATEC. We're now in the library, but the math lab is up where we were located. Our studios were located.
And the testing center right after.
And the testing center was actually, which is funny enough, because the testing center was right across from us. That's right. And the testing center moved again. And now it's funny enough, we're neighbors now again.
Exactly. But
anyway, so let's talk about math.
There we go.
We're talking about the radio station. We're talking about testing. And the math lab too. What is available to the students in the math lab?
So if you're taking any math course here at Brookdale, from math 011 to math 285, we have tutors available to help you.
Okay.
Math can be very daunting. We understand that. And we want everybody to know that our tutors will sit down with you. We have 30-minute appointments. They'll go over exactly what you need, whether it's homework, helping you study for a test. They have it all, and they will take the time and break it down for you. And we have amazing tutors up in the math lab.
I don't really have much opportunity to head over to Larison Hall, but sometimes when I'm up in the upper floor of NAS, I may have said MAS, but that was what it was 20 years ago. It's MAS now.
Yeah.
I confuse myself. But I will often find and see people in there working, which is great because there's, as you said, math is daunting. People are also a little bit more intimidated by math than they would be for writing or reading.
Correct.
And so I've heard from people that they break that, the folks in the math lab break that down for you, so you don't feel intimidated by math.
Absolutely, they're very welcoming. They understand that you're struggling because they've been there before through their math careers and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they really are relatable to that fact, and they really take the time to really break down what needs to be done, comfort you, build you up, give you the motivation you need to succeed, whether it's your homework or your math test.
Yeah, to get those skills that you need to succeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I've been in meetings before with folks in the math lab, and they really are eager and willing and just want to be able to help folks, because again, it is a very intimidating subject. Whether it's in the beginning of your math here at Brookdale or at the end of your math at the Brookdale, that's there for you. And there's probably some math term that would be the beginning and the end, but I don't know that. So
each and every single one of them is extremely passionate about math and teaching and providing help for the students,
which is exactly what folks need. So that's great.
Yes.
The other thing that, and we mentioned the library before too, is that when I've noticed when I've walked in now, I've seen a sign for something new that's happening in the library as well. So not only is tutoring available in the locations we talked about before, but also now in the library. So could you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Sure. We're really, the library we think of as a place of studying where students come in, they study, they have some downtime between classes, they have computers, all the books available to them. So we really wanted to bring a tutoring presence to the library to offer these students additional support if they need it. They might come between classes and come to the library but not make it over to Larison Hall. So we have a reading tutor here currently this semester, in the fall semester, Mondays from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And then we also have a writing tutor here on Thursdays from 1 to 5. And then we also have a math tutor here on Wednesdays, 10 to 2, which we think is really, really great opportunity for our students.
Yeah.
And we really want them to take advantage of this because, like I said, we're located basically in the middle of the campus. you know, if you have time in between classes, we have we see a lot of students congregate here studying, take advantage of our tutors. You know, if you get that, need that help studying, please go see a reading tutor. If you're writing a paper for sociology, psychology, English, please take the time to go see a writing tutor. They'll really help you out. Math, we do a lot of math testing here in the testing center. So before you take a test, or if you're taking it a week before, please come here, take advantage of the math tutor that we have here.
That is something I did not think about, that you can brush up real quick, get a little practice going, and walk just a couple of feet.
Yeah.
And you walk into the testing center.
Yeah, you might be stuck on one certain problem, or you might have issues, you know, navigating a graphing calculator. Take advantage of our tutors. We'll be there to help you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that what is done in educational support is very important to students, because there can be struggles there that folks have. And I'm getting the vibe from you, but I've also, again, heard from other people that everybody in that area is willing and able and just want to help out students to make them succeed here.
Absolutely.
So, and not to say that it's just there, but in this case, they really are.
I gotta say, my folks in reading, writing, and math, they're amazing. They go above and beyond to help our students. They go above and beyond the work with our faculty, so they make sure they know how to help our students properly. And it's really great to have all them working for us, because they really care about our students and their educational needs.
Yeah, and I think the important part is they're also that bridge between who is teaching that and who is being taught that. And I think that's also a very good point to make, too.
Really, really important, correct.
So,
yes.
If I am teaching here and I have more questions about the services that are available, what would be the best way to get in contact?
Yeah, feel free to email me, William DeVoe at WDEVOE at brookdalecc.edu. Any questions about tutoring or anything of that nature, if you have students or a class that you're unsure they need some specific help, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll try to point you in the right direction, see if we can set you up with one of our tutors or have something of that nature to really help your class and your students.
Great. Yeah. And I could definitely hear the passion that you want to help out, and that your folks want to help out too.
Absolutely.
So, Bill DeVoe, Director of Educational Support and Testing Center, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate
it.
I'm Peyton, a communication student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. We're here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/BrookdaleBeat.